Magandang araw at maligayang bati po mga kapwa Pinoy. Welcome po sa ika-isang daan at dalawang yugto ng Usapang Pinoy brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Si Jane Rowland po ito, ang inyong podcaster. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay tungkol sa 2026 Hands-on Atlanta Civic Leadership Program, a competitive fellowship that develops local changemakers, advancing community impact across Metro Atlanta. Ang ating panauhin po ngayon ay si Christelle Silang, a cohort of the 2026 Hands-on Atlanta Civic Leadership Program, who will share her story as the only Asian first-generation immigrant in this year's cohort and how community leadership, volunteerism, and civic engagement have shaped her journey here in Georgia. Christelle Silang is a Filipina immigrant who moved to Atlanta in 2022. She holds a bachelor's degree in communications from the University of the Philippines and has over a decade of experience in marketing and communications, specializing in search engine optimization and content marketing. Since 2010, Christelle has been actively volunteering with nonprofits that advance equity. She has led initiatives such as fundraising drives for Lupang Pangako Elementary School in Payatas, Philippines, as well as volunteer efforts with 48 in 48 and the Sandwich Project in the Metro Atlanta area. Ngunit bago ko po siya tawagin, narito muna ang ating mga importanteng anunsyo. On Saturday, December 6, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Philippine American Women's Association of Georgia, PAWAG, will hold a Christmas dinner and fundraising to benefit the Georgia's abused and battered women. Tickets are $100 and it will be held at Sonesta Gwinnett Place at Pleasant Hill Road in Duluth, Georgia. Please contact one of the PAWAG officers for tickets. On Saturday, December 13th from 5 p.m., the Filipino American Association of Coastal Georgia holds its Heritage and Elegance 2025 Gala at the Embassy Suites by Hilton Savannah Airport, 145 West Mulberry Boulevard, Savannah, Georgia, 31407. Get your tickets by reaching out to Filipino-American-Coastal-Georgia at gmail.com or at 912-484-0897. At panghuli po, save the date. On Sunday, December 7th, 2025, the official Georgia Flan celebrates PhilGrad Pasko. PhilGrad Pasko is a way of celebrating achievements and togetherness, marking the end of one chapter and welcoming the joy of the holiday season, Pinoy style. Venue will be announced soon, but if you remember, official grad is celebrating the official graduations of Filipino youth in Metro Atlanta. Ngayon po, please help me. Ngayon po, ako'y magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita na si Christelle. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Christelle Silang, a cohort of the 2026 Hands-on Atlanta Civic Leadership Program. Welcome, Christelle. Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us in Usapang Pinoy.
Good morning, Ma'am Jane, and magandang araw po sa mga kababayang nakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy.
Thank you. We are so excited to hear from you. So let's go ahead and get started. First, please tell our listeners, what is the Hands-on Atlanta Leadership Program?
Yes, ma'am. So Hands-on Atlanta is a nonprofit that's all about making volunteering accessible and meaningful to Atlantans. It mobilizes Atlantans to show up for their communities, whether it's through education support, food insecurity programs, neighborhood revitalization, or big citywide service events. And fortunately, I got in the 2026 Civic Fellowship cohort, and they do a combination of giving us in-person training with the leaders at Hands-on Atlanta and also assigning us to a nonprofit and a school at the Discovery Program. so we can get hands-on experience working with volunteers. And also there's a fundraising component, which is something I would discuss later.
Great, great. Wonderful. Before we got you on air, I gave our listeners a brief bio introduction about you. Can you tell our listeners what inspired you to get involved with community leadership and the Hands-On Atlanta Civic Leadership Program?
Yes, ma'am. So growing up, I saw how my parents were so giving of their time and resources to people who really needed help. It showed me that I didn't need a big title or a huge platform to create meaningful change. And I remember my dad would always tell us when we did volunteering together, like that's something that we bonded over. He would always say, "Pasalamat tayo kasi tayo yung tumutulong."
Right.
And that really stuck with me. So I've carried that spirit on when I started volunteering back in 2010 when I was a college student sa UP.
Mm-hmm.
And after I graduated, I started working in Manila and I still kept volunteering with those words from my dad in mind. And seeing the impact up close really kept me going. I mean, it's one thing like we get asked to donate money for charity, but when you're really actually there, I remember the time when I was fundraising for Lupang Pangako Elementary School in Payatas, mm-hmm. in Manila, Philippines. I was there talking to the students. I was meeting their families during the Christmas party. I was supporting the teachers who reached out to me for help. And I saw how even my small actions really made a difference. It really reminded me that these aren't like abstract community issues. These are real lives. These are real students and real futures that we were touching. And that made my work feel so meaningful and personal to me.
That's great.
So when I moved on, oh, sorry, go ahead, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I was just saying that's great. The most gratifying feeling is when you see the impact of your volunteer work.
Yes, ma'am. And also meeting great people. I don't think I've never had a bad experience meeting other volunteers because we're all there sharing the same mission. We all have good parts up our sleeve, so it's really a great experience. So you also asked me like what inspired me to join this program. So when I moved to Atlanta, I wanted to find a way to connect more deeply with the city since I was doing all of this back in Manila, mm-hmm. and with causes that resonated with me. So at first I started volunteering with Habitat for Humanity, with 48 and 48 and the Sandwich Project. But I really wanted to expand my volunteering impact. So when I found out about the Hands-On Atlanta Civic Leadership Program, I applied. Mm-hmm. And the selection process is tedious. So I'm really thankful that I got selected. I saw it as a way to give back. And it was also a way for me to grow as a leader.
That's great. Of course you would be accepted. You're from UP.
that's a lot of flattery, ma'am. But thank you.
No, but I know I have a lot of friends from UP. But are you from UP Diliman or somewhere or UPLB?
From UPLB, ma'am. I studied BA speech communication.
Great. I have a good friend here in Atlanta, and I need to introduce you to her. She's from UPLB as well.
But oh yes, I would love to connect. Thank you, po.
You're welcome. Well, moving on. Can you share what your Hands-On Atlanta fundraiser supports and how the local community can get involved?
Yes, ma'am. So our fundraiser, it supports various Hands-On Atlanta initiatives like the Discovery Program at the school I'm assigned to right now. It's at Hamilton E. Holmes Elementary School in Atlanta. And it gives students hands-on opportunities in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And these are experiences that many kids don't have access to without community support. And I am shouting out to my kababayans to get involved by donating directly through the Give Butter link that we can share with this episode. And if you can share this fundraiser with your family, your friends, or other local businesses, like, that would be really great. And ma'am, can I shout out 3 small businesses here in Atlanta?
Sure thing.
Yes. So Three businesses in our community have been so gracious to help with this fundraiser. First is Kamayan ATL. They are donating proceeds of every order of caldereta this November for this fundraiser. And they also have QR codes in their restaurant for this. I also want to thank Kuya's Pinoy Resto because they donated directly to this fundraiser when I reached out to Miss Ika. Mm-hmm. And also to Postern Coffee. They are displaying a QR code of this fundraiser in their coffee shop, and they have a really nice coconut ube latte. So thank you to all of them for supporting this.
That's great. Yes, yes. They are mainstays in the Filipino community as to support. Every time somebody needs something, they're always willing and able to support the Philippine cause and community causes. That's great.
Yes.
So outside of civic work, what do you do professionally and how do you integrate your marketing background into your volunteerism?
So I've been in digital marketing, ma'am, for almost 14 years. And my current role right now is a senior marketing manager. So storytelling, relationship building, and community engagement are literally part of my day-to-day work. And I use those same skills in my civic life. Whether it's pitching partnerships with the partners that I mentioned earlier, I design fundraising materials, or just building trust with local businesses because it's a lot to ask from them to give us money, to promote us in their restaurants. It takes a lot of trust to build that synergy. And marketing really taught me how to understand people and what resonates with them. And I've been able to apply that to get small businesses involved, as I mentioned, bring awareness to Hands-On Atlanta and their discovery program, and also to make sure that the community feels connected to the work that we do. It's not just a random fundraiser that you see online.
That's great. My goodness, where have you been hiding? We need you.
I haven't been hiding. I've just been volunteering with individual contributions, and I felt like this was the time when I got in this program that I can help out a lot more.
But thank you
so much for the kind words.
Yeah, because somebody like you with that vision and passion and determination, the community needs. And I'm surprised I haven't met you before because I'm all over the place. But anyway,
yes,
I will meet you soon in person, and we will definitely contact you to those people who can make use of your passion and dedication.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate your words.
So with that said, I'm going to let you go. But before I let you go, I would like you to say any parting words to inspire our youth who might want to follow your footsteps as a cohort in this leadership program.
Sure, ma'am. So especially to the Filipino Americans, I want them to know that our presence matters. You don't need to be an expert. I'm not an expert in fundraising or leading volunteers. You don't need a perfect schedule. There is no such thing as a perfect schedule. And you really don't need to wait to feel ready. Just try showing up even once and you'll see how needed you are. And our stories, our warmth, especially our work ethic, they all make a difference. We have so much to offer, and I can firmly say that our local communities, wherever you are in the U.S. right now, really needs us in these trying times.
That's great. Thank you so very much. With that said, I want to thank you for talking to us and our listeners today. We appreciate it very much, and we will see you soon.
Maraming salamat po, Ma'am Jane, for allowing me to share my advocacy on your platform, and I hope all our kababayans have a great day ahead.
Great. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Welcome back, mga kababayan. Ako po ay nagpapasalamat sa ating panauhin na si Christelle Silang, who gave us a lot of information, very inspiring, very dedicated and passionate person in the volunteer work. Ngayon po, mga kababayan, bago ako magpaalam, narito po ang call for help. Our home country, the Philippines, is grappling with an unprecedented humanitarian crisis as back-to-back disasters devastated communities already struggling to recover. Just over a month ago, a magnitude 6.9 earthquake in Cebu, followed by Typhoon Kalmaigi, local known as Tino, left millions reeling. Then on Sunday, Super Typhoon Fungwong, local name Uwan, passed over the country, leaving a trail of devastation, including my home province, Nueva Vizcaya, with a 307 million pesos damage. I am sure you have seen pictures after pictures of the devastation. And as some of us feel relieved that our families survived and are safe, we cannot forget those who lost their lives and their loved ones who are struggling to survive. Please consider sending help to trusted organizations such as Philippine Red Cross or any of your connections who can trust to ensure that the help reaches the people who really need them. There is an Instagram link, redeemed.tattoo.cebu, that is currently raising funds for Cebu right now. Also, please contact your local PhilAm organizations and find out if there is a collective effort to help our folks in the Philippines. On another note about the super typhoon, our people from Cagayan Valley are emphasizing the role of Sierra Madre Mountains in protecting the valley against more devastating effects of these typhoons. For those who don't know, Cagayan Valley is surrounded by mountains. From north to south is the Sierra Madre Mountains, the Cordillera Mountains, and the Caraballo Mountains. Over the years, these mountains have protected the valley against devastating typhoons. Now that Typhoon Uwan has done its wrath, natives of the Cagayan Valley are now calling to preserve and give back to the mountains. There is now a strong call to stop the mining in these mountains because it is denuding our forests. And if we continue to do this, the mountains will no longer be able to protect us. If we continue to allow illegal logging, then flash floods will happen. There is a call to wake up, Nueva Vizcaya. Stop the mining. Stop the illegal logging. Protect and preserve Sierra Madre. Yun lang po sa ngayon. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy at sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan. Hanggang sa susunod pong kabanata, maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.